I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts here in Santa Fe. She's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So have you been keeping warm and healthy?
Trying. How are you feeling?
I had the flu. It's just been going on and on and on. And so many people have had it. They're just falling like, I mean, I don't know what percentage of this town has had it. And then you get a fever, and then you get a cough, and then the cough lingers for another.
That's what I've heard. The lingering
part.
2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. But anyway,
stay
you know,
warm. It's rainy.
It's like a nice New England day.
It is, for about the second or third day in a row. But it's a good time to get out and enjoy the arts, right?
It
when it's
is
rainy,
indeed.
And you're not outside hiking or whatever.
It's actually nice to use that time to do. To be, what do we call ourselves, avid indoorsmen?
Yes. Well, I know you were gracious enough to have this interesting guy on the show this week, Dan Hoyle. He's a solo performer, an actor and playwright, and he'll be performing at the Lenzik tomorrow night, Saturday night. He has a new work called Each and Everything, and it's a funny but based in reality look at our search for connection in the digital age. Dan performed this show at Joe's Pub in the past and at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco for an extended run. And we're really excited to have him coming to the Lenzik tomorrow night. It's at 7 o'clock and there are still tickets left. You know where to get them, ticketsantafe.org and 988-1234.
A very talented and perceptive performer.
Isn't he? Yeah, very
young guy,
very intelligent.
30-something, yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one.
At Opposite Books tomorrow at 3 o'clock, readings by Carla K. Morton and poet Mary McGinnis. And I know Mary fairly well. She's a wonderful poet, wonderful person. And Opposite Books is in the San Busco Center on Montezuma Street here in Santa Fe.
I've got another show, a solo show, coming up at the Lenzik next Saturday. This one stars Linda Pearl, who, as I understand it, has a lot of friends in town. She's an actor acting in New York and L.A. She's done lots and lots of TV, including shows like Homeland and True Blood. And she was famous for being the Fonz's girlfriend on Happy Days and Matlock's wife, I think, on Matlock. But Linda Pearl's an excellent actress, and she's taking on Joan Didion's The Year of Magical Thinking. It's a play based on Didion's award-winning memoir.
Wow.
And Joan Didion wrote the play, too. Linda will be performing it next Saturday at the Lenzik at 7 o'clock. Tickets for that are still available as well. It's gotten great reviews. The L.A. Times called it, at times, almost unbearably poignant. So I think it, obviously, with that book, it's going to be that way. But it's gotten great reviews, and Linda's been praised for her work. Please come and see that one, too.
And now it's time.
This is my favorite.
For Cat of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
This week's Cat of the Week is, this week's featured cat is called Little Giant. Little Giant is very sweet and loving once he settles in. He loves belly rubs and conversing with his foster dad.
Nice.
Conversing about all sorts of subjects, no doubt. He's a big, handsome boy with a short coat and red tabby markings. He was born in July 2011. That makes him not quite, 4 years old? If you're interested in adopting Little Giant, please call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can look at the website fandfnm.org, Felines and Friends. You can also visit the featured cats at Petco in Santa Fe. Adoption advisors are there Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 4, and Tecatu and San Busco's first Saturdays from 10 to 2, and Prosperous Pets. That's my current favorite dog food, or, you know, pet food store. You can visit with them during store hours.
Is Prosperous Pets the ones with, they have a pot-belly pig that runs around sometimes?
Two!
I like those two. Oh, yeah, June Carter Cash and Johnny Cash are those pigs' names.
Yeah, June and Johnny.
Yes.
And they're so cute.
Aren't they?
And I went in there with my little dachshund Horatio, introduced Horatio to the pigs, and they sort of looked at each other and looked away.
And snorted. Did they snort?
There was no real conversation.
Okay.
I think that was just as well.
Sunday at the Lenzik, Performance Santa Fe is presenting a concert by the Violins du Roy. This is a Canadian group. It's a 20-member chamber orchestra. pretty well known and very talented. That's Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Lensic. I'm going to have a lot of Lensic things going on for the first part here because it's a really busy 10 days.
Excellent. We like that.
Let me announce one more. And this is a little bit ahead of time. This one's on March 30th. But the Lensic is pleased to be welcoming Live Nation's performance, which is Dave Chappelle. The comedian Dave Chappelle is going to be at the Lensic.
I know. I can't believe it. It's
so cool.
It's
kind of a big one. He's going to be there on March 30th. And tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. today. Through the Lensic box office. I'd recommend using the website as we might have a rush right at 10. The website is ticketsantafe.org. You can also call 505-988-1234 or show up, but I bet there could be a line. And this is, again, Dave Chappelle on March 30th.
Excellent. Now, we had on earlier in the week the sculptor Don Cannell on the air. And he made that blue gorilla. I think it's probably gone by now, but there is an opening of his work work of Bill Mitchell, Mark Chatterley, Jan James, and Larry McLaughlin, and others at Janine Contemporary Gallery, which is across the street from the Jean Cocteau Theater on Montezuma. And I think one of the papers mistakenly had their old address on Canyon Road. So the opening is tonight from 6 to 9. The website is janinecontemporary.com, but it's definitely on Montezuma and not Canyon Road.
I like his work. I like the blue gorilla. And he did that giant dog that was there last summer, I think, or maybe the summer before.
Yeah, he does giant animals. But one of the things in the gallery that I love is this chair made entirely of sewn together stuffed animals.
I've seen that before as well. Yeah, I like his work a lot.
Yeah.
Serenata of Santa Fe is celebrating Bach's birthday. Johann Sebastian Bach would have been 330 years old this weekend, and in celebration of that, they will be, I hope I'm reading the right one, they will be doing a Bach mix on Sunday, March 22nd at the First Presbyterian Church, 3 o'clock p.m. There will be a harpsichordist and music of our time for flute, viola, and harpsichord. And I have a feeling there's another Bach concert I will get to in a second, because it's, I think a lot of people are performing his work this weekend in his honor.
Hey, we've got a ticket giveaway for Dan Hoyle.
Yay!
Okay, so the first person to call 428-1382. This number's only been engraved in my brain for 13 years. Anybody who calls will get a pair of free tickets to Each and Everything, which is tomorrow. It's being performed tomorrow at the Lensic at 7 o'clock.
I should add, you can read about Dan and PASA. They did a great article this week, just out today.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Another Lensic event. Monday, I just wanted to say we're having the Mavericks. This is a really popular show, and I believe it is sold out. You never know. You might call, and if you're a fan, ask if there are tickets that are turned in or something this week. But it's sold out. That's a Heath Concerts performance on Monday.
Excellent.
Next Sunday, we are welcoming a band called Hapa, and it's a duo from Hawaii. They play traditional Hawaiian music. They're one of the hottest contemporary Hawaiian bands in Hawaii right now. They've been around for quite a while with different musicians participating in the lineup. And slide guitar, really pretty kind of spiritual, fun music, combining Polynesian rhythms, songs from Portuguese fishermen, Spanish cowboys, and of course some American folk music thrown in. This is Sunday, March 29th at 7 at the Lensic. The band is called Hapa.
And at Marty's Meals, the wonderful pet food store right here on Cordova Road, tomorrow from 11 to 12 is an event called Confidence Building for You and Your Dog with Connie Dillon. Is your dog shy or uncertain in new situations?
Yes.
Do you feel uncertain handling your dog around other dogs?
Not so much.
Is your dog reactive toward other dogs on a leash? Yes.
Yes.
Etc. So if you you can just go down there and see Connie Dillon, who is from Amazing Dogs Santa Fe Dog Training. And that's at Marty's Meals, which is on Cordova Road. It's actually, the address is officially 1107 Penn Road.
Penn Road, that little road.
That little tiny road off of Cordova. It's on it's the same building as the shoe repair store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard good things about that place.
That shoe repair store is great, too.
Yes, it is. Tonight, 5 to 7, there's a... This one's unique. It's the art... Interaction in Art or the Art of Ping Pong. It's a ping pong tournament combined with an art exhibition and a lecture on an artist. This is sponsored by the IAIA Museum of Contemporary Native Artists. It'll feature the work of Navajo artist Melanie Yazzie, who's a sculptor, painter, and printmaker. You can learn about Melanie's art from the IAIA Museum curator, Lara Evans, and you can learn how to play ping pong from an expert. And at the tournament, this ping pong tournament, you can win original works by the artist Melanie Yazzie. Apparently this was inspired by a similar event they have out in Scottsdale, at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art, where they have an arm wrestling tournament for art. So play ping pong for art. It's at the Allen Hauser Art Park, 108 Cathedral Place. Is that what I usually casually call Cathedral Park? I'm not sure. But for more information, you can call IAIA's 428-5907.
Marigold Arts at 424 Canyon Road is having a rag rug show. New Mexico artists reinvent a tradition featuring Linda Renning Bentley and Elaine Anaya. And the opening is today from 5 to 7. And the website is marigoldarts.com.
You may have had these guys on your show or these people. Did you cover Teatro Paraguas' new work, Word All Over, Walt Whitman and
Yes,
Palmer? That's
yeah,
what
we
I
just
thought.
Had them on, yeah.
That sounds really cool, and you've talked about it, but I'll remind people. It's a new performance at Teatro Paraguas called Word Over All, Walt Whitman and Pablo Neruda. It's a celebration of the poetry and prose of two of the America's most beloved poets. It opens March 20th today, so it plays this weekend and next weekend, Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday matinee. It sounds fascinating. It's bilingual. It's a non-traditional narrative where the whole story is told through actors reading the works of these two great poets, and there will be music too, as I understand it.
Yep, and it's really cool because the Neruda is being read in Spanish, and then the titles, the English translations, will be projected. So you can read along while you're listening to the Spanish, and with the Walt Whitman, it's just the opposite. So
okay.
They're going to have, it's Walt Whitman translated into Spanish and also projected. So it's totally Santa Fe culture friendly.
Yeah, and it's really different. I mean, I have never associated those two poets. Of course, maybe people do and I didn't know it, but...
Well, apparently Neruda was really influenced by Walt Whitman. Who knew?
Okay, yeah, and I read that he was born... A few years after his death.
The Santa Fe World Water Day celebration is this coming Sunday, and there's all kinds of things going on. It's from 4 to 9 at El Museo Cultural. There's art exhibits, there's artists, there's healers, there's...
I read about that. It's at El Museo Cultural.
Yep. And there's too many people to even read, but it should be a real... There's a breakdance group. Consuelo Luz is going to be there. There's going to be a film called Last Call at the Oasis, which is a documentary about the global water crisis. So 4 to 9. For more information, 575-779-1228. And it's all by donation. It's a fundraiser for Santa Fe Global Water Festival. And during the... later part, I think it's at 7 o'clock, there's going to be some projections and some events at the actual water tower at the rail yard, like that water tank. There's going to be stuff out there. We had a wonderful group on earlier in the week called WEFTA, Water Engineers for the America, and their group is going to be there. So lots of water celebrations going on Sunday.
It's a good time to learn about water, obviously. I don't know if you read that in California, one expert predicts they may run out of water in a year.
I know.
So time to pay attention if you haven't been already.
Time to pay attention. It's kind of been time to pay attention for some time.
Very true.
Was the word water mentioned during the legislative session?
I don't know. We'd have to ask Linda. I know daylight savings time has been mentioned a lot. And
yeah, because that's the important stuff.
Yeah.
I like daylight savings time myself, but
I can't keep track anymore of what they're talking about, what they want to do. But
It's just an extra hour of dog walking. That's
exactly
my
that's
take
important.
On it.
Another environmental movie this week. Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute, hi Kirsten Pickens, is sponsoring Open Sesame, The Story of Seeds. It's part of their annual Movies That Matter series that's been going on for the past 10 years. They show these films they've shown them in the rail yard in the past, I think. This one's at the Jean Cocteau. Open Sesame, The Story of Seeds is about the fact that we've lost so many, many seeds over the past 100 years.
It's unbelievable. They've gone extinct.
Isn't that wild?
It's
something a lot of people don't think about.
I mean, untold millions of years of evolution, and then gone. 100 years extinction.
This documentary is sure to be informative, and it features gardeners, passionate seed savers, artists, seed activists. And as you may know, there are seed repositories being developed around the country and around the world to try and save some of these heirloom seeds.
Yeah.
This is Saturday. Open Sesame, The Story of Seeds, Saturday, 2 to 3:30 at the Jean Cocteau, and Wednesday again, 6:45 to 9 p.m. And I believe there will be a talk after the Wednesday one. Yes, there will be a panel discussion and a Q&A.
Excellent. Tonight at Gig Performance Space at 7:30, there is a group called Taraf de Locos, and they are a five-piece band with vocals, violin, guitar, saxophone, trumpet, bass, and percussion. That's more than five pieces, but never mind. They're based out of San Francisco, California, and they play music of Albania, Cuba, Turkey, Brazil, Greece, and other Latin and Balkan styles. Sounds like a very good time, and that is tonight.
I want to remind people that Arlo Guthrie is coming to the Lensic next Tuesday, and he's coming to celebrate the 50th anniversary of his perhaps most favorite famous song, and maybe his favorite, Alice's Restaurant. Alice's Restaurant Massacre is the official name. It was in 1965, 50 years ago, on Thanksgiving, that events took place where Arlo got in trouble, got arrested for dumping garbage, and went on to write about that and how it affected his
got him out of Vietnam War
service.
Yeah,
exactly. There you go. And so he's going to play that. He rarely plays it. He'll be playing it at this tour at the Lensic. That's Tuesday, March 31st, 7 p.m. Please call for tickets. TicketsSantaFe.org, 988-1234.
And that is a song that I play every single year
Thanksgiving.
On the day before Thanksgiving, and then we repeat it on Thanksgiving. And it never gets old. It's just such a great song because Arlo Guthrie is so funny.
And it's 18 minutes long, which, of course, at the time was just crazy. Still is crazy, but at the time it was not really made for radio play, and yet people loved it, and it started being played, and it continues to be played.
Excellent.
Moving People Dance Theater is having their Louder Than Words performance this Friday at 7 at the James A. Little Theater. This features students from Moving People's fabulous pre-professional dance program. They'll be performing three works. One of them is choreographed to music by Beck, with Beck's Tropicalia as its soundtrack. Another one's choreographed and danced to Dr. Toast. I don't know Dr. Toast, but it sounds interesting and contemporary, obviously.
I like the sound of Dr. Toast.
And this, again, is Friday at 7 p.m. And it may be Saturday, too. So, yes, it is Saturday at 7 p.m., too. You can get tickets by going to movingpeopledance.org.
Excellent. Corva Rose of Divine Earth, New Mexico, Aesthetic Pruning and Restoration, will conduct a free workshop on fruit tree pruning. Plants of the Southwest? I think so. Yes, Plants of the Southwest. And that is at 3095 Agua Fria. It's tomorrow from 10 to 12, and she will present information in a 45-minute slide presentation followed by a hands-on demonstration on the fruit trees.
Have you talked about this one before? Seriously Funny is a presentation of three new plays by Santa Fe resident Ron Bloomberg.
Yay!
Ron's a funny guy. He's a professional comedy writer who's written for all kinds of the great shows that we've watched over the years, including All in the Family. He will have three plays presented: Unreal Housewives of Santa Fe, We the People, and Guess Who's Coming to Santa Fe. Five performances. These will be at Warehouse 21. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then next Saturday and Sunday. You can get tickets through the Ticket Santa Fe box office, although the event is at Warehouse 21. Ron Bloomberg's plays, comedy plays, 9881234.
And the play by Diana Lewis, The Hat, is continuing this weekend, the last weekend, at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And it goes Fridays, Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock. And the Santa Fe Playhouse is on the web at santafeplayhouse.org. You can also call 988-4262 for tickets. And I haven't seen the play yet. Hoping to go this weekend. But I read it, and we had a conversation about it here on the Radio Cafe, and it's a really, really interesting play. It really, it's got some very unexpected twists in it. It's a World War II play. I mean, it's set in the 80s, but it looks back, yeah, in a very interesting way about a person's personal history.
Nice. Here's an unusual one, but it sounds fascinating. There's a lecture on Sunday at the Museum of International Folk Art, and it's called Face Jugs of the American South. Face jugs are, I'm looking at a picture of one, they're jugs that were actually, it's a pottery, a southern U.S. pottery tradition, and apparently a tradition in some other cultures as well, where they make jugs, almost like big water jugs, with faces on them.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They're pretty wild. And when you see it, you might say, I've seen those before. So there will be a lecture by one of the foremost experts in southern folk art from the Georgia State University, John Burrison. And afterwards, a demonstration of making face jugs by a potter he's a ninth generation potter from a prominent pottery family in Georgia who's been making this stuff since the 1800s. That is at the Museum of, I believe it's International Folk Art. I'm checking right now to make sure I'm telling you the right time. It's Sunday from 1 to 4. Yes, the Museum of International Folk Art on Museum Hill.
Excellent. And Edible Santa Fe is having an event that features all kinds of amazing food. It's at the Santa Fe Art Institute on March 24th, which I believe is Tuesday, from 7 to 9, to celebrate women and creativity. The Santa Fe Art Institute, Edible, and many women coming together to inspire, savor, and enjoy. So for more information on that, who would you call? Whom would you call? I guess try Edible Santa Fe. Google them and you'll find it.
You'll be there.
And I'm looking at the menu right now. I'm just saying. Hominy harvest vegetable stew with local organic tricolor pozole. Red, white, and blue, etc., etc. It goes on from there. Farmers market, salads, and
yum.
Organic chicken, yum, and vegetarian as well.
Here's an event at the Santa Fe Community Foundation. There will be a lecture on what to do once you have an idea for a nonprofit, for a do-good organization. You have a great idea. You want to help people in your community, but what do? How do you make it into reality? There's a lecture called 501c3 Status and Fiscal Sponsorship, Structures for Doing Your Work in the World. It's a free lecture, but you do have to sign up for it in advance. Thursday, March 26th from 9 a.m. to noon. The Community Foundation is such a great resource for anyone who is already working or running a nonprofit and for people who are interested in doing so. So this one is next Thursday. You can go to the website santafecf.org for more information.
I think if you want to start a nonprofit, first see if somebody else isn't already doing the thing that you want to do.
Yes, especially right in Santa Fe. We have a lot of nonprofits,
yeah.
I'm happy to say. And I work for one. The Lensic is a nonprofit.
So I'll is KSFR.
Two nonprofits, yeah. Yep.
New Mexico Women in the Arts is hosting a luncheon to explore how being a woman affects the creative process. A panel of nationally recognized authors and artists will tackle this topic at this creativity luncheon, which is Tuesday, March 24th from 11:30 to 1:30 at La Posada de Santa Fe. And a whole bunch of amazing artists and creative people. If you want more information, you can go to newmexicowomeninthearts.org and see if there are tickets, which I would guess there still are.
The Santa Fe Council on International Relations is having an Italian lunch and film.
Yay!
So you can go see a film in Italian. It's called The Great Beauty. It was a winner of the, it won a big prize, or it premiered at the 2013 Cannes Film Festival. It won an Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. And it'll be showing Tuesday, March 24th from 11:30 to 2:30 at the Santa Fe Council on International Relations. And it'll be accompanied by lunch provided by Osteria. Reservations are required. You can call 982-4931. And the Santa Fe Council on International Relations is on Grant Avenue here in Santa Fe.
Fabulous. Today at 6 o'clock, local Santa Fe author Pamela Christie launches the third title in her beloved historical mystery series titled Lizards Kill. You can enjoy Pamela talking about her book and signing copies. It's at Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6.
The Santa Fe Opera has a film series. I'll say it very quickly. They will be presenting Cold Mountain at the CCA this weekend, Sunday, 12:30. Of course, the opera will be having a premiere, world premiere of an opera based on Cold Mountain this summer. For more information, go to call the CCA or look it up online.
Call the CCA. All right, well, Diana Delling is with the Lenzig Center for Performing Arts. Thank you so much for being with us and speaking of the arts.
Thanks for having me. See you soon.
Yeah, we will see you soon. See you at the dog park, ladies and gentlemen. So much we didn't get to today. Some great movies around, so definitely go to your reporter, Pasa Tiempo, and whatever news information, arts information that you like to use, and check out what's happening at the Screen and the CCA and the Jean Cocteau and all of our other movie theaters here in Santa Fe.